My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Ah, yes, you hit me with the little brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right here.
Look at you knowing everything I'm playing, man.
Look, I love me some music, so try. I was about to say try and stump me. You can do that. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not like that, but we're having a good vibe right here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Y'all got jokes. I want y'all to understand that, and I appreciate people who have jokes. Keep them coming on the text line, 713-572-4610, and on YouTube, where someone came with Ryan DePresley. As we were talking about, we were talking about the pitchers, particularly in the pen. But someone mentioned that Lopez, I saw wearing the CRO, the crow.
Mm-hmm.
They said, but aren't you a little old to try and shape your head at this stage in life?
Why not, man?
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Someone else mentioned something. About the Josh Hader thing. You got to understand, we have PTSD with closers from Brad Lidge.
Boy, that is the truth.
Great. And then one swing derails an entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel you. But yeah, we're coming out of halftime, and Crazy Legs Lopez, 3 attempts for 17 yards.
Yes. Season high.
That's what you look like.
Season high.
So yeah,
17 yards
passing. We're coming out of the half of the show into the second half where Lopez in his leather helmet paying off.
I'm feeling it.
Paying off his A&M Notre Dame bet to Sean Pendergast. The autumn wind.
Yeah. Right? Wing tee.
He is a true halfback.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Triple threat.
I think Sean is very happy about this payout.
Screw Sean.
Him, along with everyone else that has walked by the window of our studio, has done so with the biggest grin, rather. Looking like the cat from the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
Just big old smile.
Yeah.
Watching you in your leather helmet do this work. The work that I did last night, although I wouldn't call it work, I watched football, was going back and rewatching week 2, week 18 of last year's Texan season. If you were scoring at home, those were both against the Indianapolis Colts. Week 2 at home, NRG Stadium, you welcomed in the Colts early on in C.J. Stroud's tenure as a starting quarterback. Week 18, you went on the road, both teams 9-7 in a win-and-get-in scenario for both of those teams. Spoiler alert, your Texans won, got into the playoffs, and went and made a little bit of noise. But I kind of wrote down some of my thoughts in an attempt to, one, get us ready for game one of this season, seeing what's still applicable. So I want to, as I'm giving you these notes, please add in.
Oh, trust me. We will react.
Text line, YouTube, Twitch. Let us know. What do you recall from these games? What do you remember about some of the notes that I'm dropping? And I kind of want to take all of that in and let's spin it forward. What's going to be important? What's going to factor in for the Texans this season, particularly with game one against the Colts themselves, but then also over the course of the season as we're getting ready to embark on this journey. So the first note that I made, week 2, Indianapolis, C.J. Stroud, second start. You had Josh Jones playing left tackle as opposed to Laramie Tunsil. And that was important because, oh boy, the run and pass blocking, disgusting.
It was bad.
in that game.
It was really, really bad. And keep in mind, this was after the loss in Baltimore, and you're still sort of like, okay, what is this C.J. Stroud guy all about? You know,
yeah.
You had a good feeling, you know, based on the preseason and some of the things that he showed, but the offensive line just never gave you a good gauge.
No.
The line never gave you a good gauge of what to expect.
I mean, you had your right guard in C.J. Stroud's kitchen frequently, just mm-hmm. in his lap, was mm-hmm. just getting powered. I mean, I was embarrassed. There was secondhand embarrassment watching this game. Like, mm-hmm. oh my God, this is not an NFL offensive line.
Yeah.
When it came down to when C.J. Stroud was running for his life.
Yes, he was.
In week two. And I had to remember, like, yeah, man, this is like real rookie stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was very interesting, as we'll continue, the way that even during the course of these two games, like the changes that were felt between C.J. Stroud existing as a rookie under a lot of pressure, right? I can't really blame him for feeling like a rookie as he's like evading and trying to get out of these things, right? Because the offensive line was that poor. But I did find it interesting, like the growth that he had. But yeah, he was running for his life, which made it so that that game felt like, at least from CJ's perspective, that you could not give very much of an insight into it. And it's why I get that Zaire Franklin, CJ, or EJ Speed want to talk that mm-hmm. talk about the ways that they were able to handle CJ Stroud. I don't think that that's indicative of that matchup, what that's going to be going forward at all.
And that's what I'm doing here. As you said, spinning it forward to now, to this Sunday, you know, what is applicable? I don't think that's real applicable, not just from the line perspective, but also from the C.J. Stroud perspective, you know, and how he's able to evade the rush. I think he got a lot better at that over the course of the first four games.
He wasn't all that bad in that game either. Yeah. You could tell that there was just a lack of experience on the NFL level and like, okay, how do I move around these and escape some of these? And during the course of the game, in the third and fourth quarter, you started seeing, okay, he's making some decisions on the movements to evade some of these things a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, I also made note that the Colts were very much treating C.J. Stroud like a rookie because they sent a lot of pressure.
Yeah, they did. And it was one of those things where they also were up early, so they could. You know, they sent a lot of pressure because they were playing a lot of zone defense.
So outside of that, there was only a few more notes that I made from game one, which was Zach Moss breaking a ton of tackles, which I don't know how much was about Zach Moss and how much was just about this Texans defense tackling. And then there was also a ton of busted coverages, which pick a struggle. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, pick a struggle. There was a lot of times where, you know, the run fits were, when they were actually good, that dudes were just bouncing off of the guys in blue. And so I had that, or actually that was a whiteout, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just bouncing off of them. And the big thing that I wanted to talk about was Gardner Minshew came in late in that game because, you know, Anthony Richardson, we know that he left during some of those. How susceptible is this defense overall to the quick passing game? Because Gardner Minshew was getting the ball out quick mm-hmm. and just eating them up. And I know that the scheme itself is the same, if not, or similar, if not the same. However, I don't think you have better players defensively to execute this when it comes to, like, you know, when you get into zone and, you know, feeling out when, you know, when you're in a zone, is somebody entering my zone? Let me make sure that I shade towards them. Those types of things where you definitely didn't do that well in week two of last season when this team was really starting to grab onto what D'Amico Ryans wanted defensively and all those things. How susceptible is this defense just inherently by the style of defense to the quick passing game?
I think the style has changed. I think last year, you know, D'Amico Ryans, this was his second game too.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out, you know, who on defense was going to be able to do what. We were talking about MJ Stewart in the break because I think he's the only one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, not practicing today?
Yeah, you had pretty much full attendance as opposed to, I believe, MJ Stewart, if I am reading this tweet correctly, from Jonathan M. Alexander.
I mean, you look at the guys that were making plays there. It was all because they were sort of nickel and diming. That falls on Shane Steichen too, and what Shane Steichen could maybe take advantage of then versus what he thinks he can take advantage of now. So I think the whole style is, and the approach have changed. Spinning that forward, I could see where maybe they would have to do that, but only if they're behind, not ahead. You know?
Yeah, but yeah, the quick game defensively. Yeah. I'm interested in like. If teams are going to be doing that and just kind of like dink and dunk in some ways, because I thought Minshew was able to do that
a
good amount. And of course, like, yeah, if you're doing the things on offense to put teams behind and those types of things, sure, if you want to try and throw underneath and get yards, cool. But the swarm mentality is going to need to be executed a lot better, because I think that also didn't help. Is you throw a ball underneath for a good 6 yards and then somebody's bouncing off or finding space in a busted cover and turning that into a chunk play, which is the thing that you definitely don't want to give up in the NFL. So that was the big thing from week 2. I felt like it was one of those games that you can't put too much stock in, but it was noticeable, those things that were issues for a decent amount of the season last year, which was that offensive line particularly. Oh, run blocking was...
It was bad.
A mess.
It was bad. Damian Pierce, that was the first game where you go like, where's Damian Pierce?
Yeah,
he didn't do much.
And I mean, Singletary as well. Let's turn to week 18, the win to get in game. Both teams 9-7 visiting in Indy, as they will be in week 1 this weekend on Sunday. The run fits looked so much better, but the tackling not so much.
Tackling was not so much a problem, and that was a Jonathan Taylor problem. I mean, that was Jonathan Taylor just destroying this defense. And, you know, that's the one looking forward. Going back to today, to this Sunday, that's the big problem. I mean, that's a huge problem that the Texans are going to have to answer. I went through the numbers yesterday, but he's rushed in 6 games against the Texans for 800 yards. I mean, he's T.Y. Hilton 2.0 when it comes to the Texans. So that is the one where, yes, I'm as concerned, if not more so now, than I was last year.
And I'm not going to play the audio because I don't want to like use the majority of the time, but D'Amico Ryans, when talking yesterday, he was asked on like what's going to be the biggest thing that this team needs to get better on to, you know, have success, particularly in this week. But tackling was the first thing that came out of his mind. His mouth. Am I not right there, Figgy? Like, the first thing that he talks about is tackling. We heard that earlier this morning. And yeah, that felt very evident when it came to this, because again, if your run fits are great, all you got to do is finish. But the problem is, if you don't finish, now you're getting a dude bouncing off of you and your integrity of your defense falls flat on his face, because that was the guy that was supposed to handle that. And if he didn't, you don't have another guy in that space. Mm-hmm. And now you're taking that for big yards. And so I think that that's going to be a huge thing to watch. I know that that's been an emphasis over the course of this preseason and training camp.
It was an emphasis in the offseason in acquisitions.
And it needs to show up on the field.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. And we've talked about how you have big running threats in this game. Week 1 is going to be a very interesting insight into whether or not that tackling has actually improved. Another thing that's going to be interesting when it comes to my rewatch from week 18 last year, Christian Harris flashed early and often. That dude was everywhere.
Yeah.
When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere.
He
was all over the place. He had a sack in the second drive, a second offensive drive for the Colts. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
That's why they say it.
And that's also why it's going to be super interesting to see what this looks like without him for the first 4 weeks, as he is, you know, dealing with that injury on injured reserve. Right? I think that that's going to be something that my eye is attuned to, because that dude, number 48, popped up everywhere.
He had an end of a season where you can start looking, kind of like a mini Derek Stingley. You can start looking forward and go, oh, he's going to be really special. Well, he's not playing. Jonathan Taylor is. And not just that, you know, the Anthony Richardson is. I will say this about Anthony Richardson from the week 1 game that was very evident to me. And if you're a Colts fan, this has got to change.
Or week 2, rather.
Week 2, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, week 1 this year.
This has got to change. He takes hits, but he takes a lot of hits. Shane Steichen's got to be just hammering it, like, don't do that. Get out of bounds. You rewatched the game. I remember one play in particular. It was before he scored the touchdown. Like, he put his shoulder down like a Damian Pierce, like a running back. And I'm like, that could be a big issue for the Colts, not just week one, but all year long.
The blessing and the curse of being a big body quarterback is that you have that to your advantage. One of those things that we saw Josh Allen kind of, and I don't know that he's even figured out, because he loved taking a hit himself.
Yeah.
But we see what the downside of that is, even with guys that can take that can take those hits, like Cam Newton.
It adds up, and it
shortens that career lifespan. Now, of course, Cam Newton's career got shortened in some ways because he never had the great mechanics for throwing the football. He just had power.
Yeah.
And that power kind of waned. He did not have the mechanics to counteract that. However, those hits factored in, and some of those were just he didn't get penalties in the back of the pocket or whatever when teams would just go and tee off on him. But no, you don't want to go and take those unnecessary hits by going and seeking out contact, as it seems like Richardson does. So that will be interesting. And if he leaves that open, are the Texans capable of, like, I don't know how to say this in a delicate way, of like taking advantage of that and making
no
making
they will that, no delicate or not yeah. I mean, that's what you're
yeah I don't want anybody to
do.
Accuse us of like hoping anybody gets hurt or anything.
No, it's a case. Fact of life right now, and that's something that Steichen and the Colts have to change. Anthony Richardson has to change, because the Texans will punish him, and he wasn't playing week 18, but even from the week one and his short stint, you know, as a starter, he takes a lot of hits. They are absolutely going to take advantage of that.
Two words that begin with the letter D: discipline and details.
Mm-hmm.
Is the word I was looking for. Discipline and details. There was a moment, or there was a kind of a pair of plays, or maybe not pair, but like in a little run of time. T.R. Tartt had an offsides after they had pinned the Colts deep, and the only reason they pinned the Colts deep is because they had to punt after Laremy Tunsil had a false start
on the
other side that ended a drive.
Go figure.
Right, like. How much are those details, is that discipline going to factor in for the Texans this year? Because it seemed like there was moments where you hurt yourself by simply not being on your P's and Q's.
It's a way of life with Laremy Tunsil, you know, and it always seems to happen in some...
Yeah, you don't have to worry about T.R. Tartt doing that, but Laremy Tunsil is the one that's going to factor in.
Laremy Tunsil jumps off sides. I mean, he has false starts. That's just a way of life. That's something you're going to have to deal with. One other thing on week 18 that is very, very interesting, and we'll see how they play it this year. You know, they took that big shot for a touchdown to Nico Collins right out off the...
They sure did.
Right off the bat.
That was the immediate thing where I was like, oh, the pass blocking so much better, because they gave... It was a long developing route. Gave him time to sit back there.
75, right?
75, because it started on the 25. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's right. That's 75 yards. So I will be very interested to see...
How they open this up?
Not only how they open it up, because I've already on the record, I think they're going to throw the first play to Stephon Diggs, just to make a little statement. But not necessarily that, but how the Colts play that deep ball, all game long, not just early or the first play, but all game long. We've talked about that here and there. You know, they got not just Nico, they got Tank. Tank didn't play week 18.
No.
They got Nico, they got Tank, they got Stephon Diggs.
And Buddy.
How are they going to play that with that secondary?
It was just fun to watch the connection that CJ Stroud and Nico had in that game. And really all year, just classic big body receiver, but with the ability to get up to speed. Just a fun guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fun guy to watch. And so, that's another thing, is just watching the passing game on this team is going to be incredible this year. Shout out to KDDA, who mentioned that he remembered Minshew's miss at the end of the game. That obviously was very... A lot of Texas fans are very grateful for Gardner Minshew missing that. That was able to put the Texans into the playoffs and allow them to make some noise in D'Amico Ryans' first season. And look, let's hope that noise continues to, grow as, you know, they have an opportunity to do something special. A lot of people believe that. And so you have to start on the field, as D'Amico Ryans has mentioned. All these other things and platitudes are nice, but it has to happen with wins and losses. And that begins, at least the opportunity to do so begins, week one, Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, as the Texans take on the Colts. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time for us to get some lunchtime confessions. We will do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.